Imagine for a moment the world's largest snake. If a vision of a boa constrictor comes to mind, think bigger, much bigger. The biggest snake that ever lived reached 42 feet, about the length of a school bus. That's according to scientists who found the vertebrae of this super serpent in the rainforests of Colombia. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this report.
It's tempting to wait till the end of this story to reveal that this snake is extinct. But that wouldn't be fair. So, okay, Titanoboa serrajonensis lived 60 million years ago. But one can still imagine, as big around as a trash barrel, weighing over a ton. Jason Head is a paleontologist at the University of Toronto who studies big snakes that once roamed the earth, or slithered, that is. A colleague in Colombia, South America, called and said he'd found some huge bones from a very long spinal column. They set up a video conference so Head could see them.
He held one specimen up to the camera, and I just about jumped out of my chair. And we were both just sitting there laughing because it was so ridiculously big. It was a vertebra the size of his hand. You know, we were both just blown away. And I said, I know this is the world's largest snake.
Titanoboa inherited the Earth after the dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago.
Between the end of the age of dinosaurs and about 45, give or take a couple million years, this is the single largest terrestrial vertebrate.
On land, Titanoboa was boss. It ate, well, whatever it wanted. Most meals were primitive crocodiles, al dente. But Head says size isn't the whole story here.
We realized right away that it was telling us a story, that the fact that there is a snake this big has to mean something about the environment.
Something about how hot the tropics were then, and maybe how hot they could get again. Here's why. This snake was presumably cold-blooded. To survive with that big a body, it had to live in a very hot place. To be exact, says Head, a rainforest averaging 32 degrees Celsius, more or less, or 90 degrees Fahrenheit. That's several degrees warmer than now, and several degrees warmer than scientists thought the tropics could ever get, even during a greenhouse period.
There's an old idea that the tropical regions have a thermostat, and they just can't get hotter than about 28, 29, 30 degrees C.
That's Matthew Huber, who studies ancient climates at Purdue University. Essentially, the idea has been that the tropics just don't warm up that much during global warming periods, even as the rest of the world does. Huber says the snake evidence suggests otherwise.
And if that's the case, that's in some sense bad news for us for the future. It says there's no magical thermostat that keeps the tropics at a reasonable temperature that they will warm to in a global warming world.
If, he says, that is the case. No one has ever used a fossil snake before as a measure of ancient climate. Huber says the work will need some confirmation. But, he adds, there might also be a bright side here. Many biologists thought that tropical forests would simply die if they got significantly hotter.
And this suggests that at least on long-time scales, the tropics are quite happy to be significantly warmer than they are today.
Though if the tropics do get warmer, don't expect a reappearance of titanoboa-sized snakes. They'll remain a scientific curiosity, described in this week's issue of the journal Nature. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
This snake is really, really big, and I know because I'm looking at a picture of it at npr.org. You can, too, by going to our website.